A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Ayin Dalid, Erevin 74A, pagination page 147. We begin from the very last line of the facing page. Omar Rav, Rav said, Ein Mavui Niter Belechi Vekora, the leniency by a Mavui, by an alleyway, that you can permit carrying within it by simply doing either an upright or a cross beam. That only works onto today's daf. Achiu batim v'chatzeros pesuchim l'socho, if it has houses and courtyards opening into it. What is Rav referring to? Generally, we put up a Tzuras HaPesach, a door frame, whenever we want to do an enclosure, and there's reason for that. But we know that the basis of the Masechta of Erevin is that you could put up either a Lechi or a Korah when you have a certain type of alleyway that's opening to the public domain, you put up this demarcation. Rav saying that this allowance not to do an enclosure, not to do a Tzuras HaPesach, but just to put up a Lechi or a Korah is limited to the case of Mavui, and the definition of Mavui alleyway is that it has two courtyards at least opening into the alleyway, and into each courtyard is at least two houses. That there's a very specific paradigm that has to be matched or exceeded in order for this alleyway to be considered public enough to allow the Lechi or the Korah. Otherwise, you need a real enclosure or you need a Tzuras HaPesach, a door frame, to allow you to carry in this alleyway.
Because then it's a chatzer?
Whatever it's called. It's an open area. Again, chatzer might also have its own definitions. It may need two houses to go into a chat, right? But it's not a mavui. What's the logic? What's the mavui, very sacred status that it needs to be a certain degree of public in order to allow this lesser degree of enclosure? So the Rashba explains that according to the amount that an area is more public, more public means you do less private things there. And therefore, when you do an enclosure on such an area that's less private, you don't need as intense an enclosure. How big an enclosure do you need for your bedroom? Pretty significant. For your dining room? Still pretty significant. How much of an enclosure do you need for an alleyway that's public? An enclosure, it's still our alleyway and not the public's alleyway, as in Rishus HaRabim. You don't need as intense an enclosure. And this is an amazing insight, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef from the Rashba. Rashba says, the more public it is, it's simply a statement of its essence, how intense an enclosure does it need? And therefore Rav said the leniency of Mavui, that it only needs either a Lechi or a Korah, only applies when it has a degree of publicness, if there's such a word. It needs two chatzeros, two courtyards opening into it, and each of those chatzeros is supported by two, logically supported, by having in itself two batim, two houses. Ushmuel Omar, second line, Afilu bayis echad v'chatzer echas. Even if it has one house and one courtyard, that's sufficient. A classic machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Keep in mind, we paskin, like the first opinion, like Rav, it needs two houses with two courtyards into the alleyway, and we're explaining it like the Rashba, that because it's less public, because it's more public, it needs a lesser level of enclosure. But let's continue, keeping in mind that Shmuel argues, and Shmuel says, at least for now, one house, one courtyard is sufficient for the leniency of either a lechi or a korah. Drop down in the Gemara to the end of a line, which is about 10 lines from the bottom. The last words on the line are Yosef Rav Beruna. And we have a bit of an anecdote. Do you see it? Yosef Rav Beruna, v'ka'omar l'hashmaita. Rav Beruna was sitting and saying over this topic. Amale Rav Elazar bar Beirav, a certain Rav Elazar said to him, Omar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this? All you need is one house and one chatzar. Amale in, he said, yes. Amale, he said, Achvili Ushpize, tell me where he lives. Point out to me where he lives. I want to speak to him. Achvile, they pointed to him. They told him where he lives. Also lekame de Shmuel, he came into Shmuel. Amale, Omar Mar Hachi. He said to Shmuel, did the master really say this, that all you need is one house and one chatzar, and it's already considered a mavli, and you could use either a lechi or a korah? Amalei in? He said, yes. Asked this Rabbi Lazar, v'hamar hu da amar, the master is the one who said, ein lanu be'eruvin ela kalashan mishnah seinu, whenever you deal with eruvin, follow the text of the mishnah. In other words, sometimes you say, don't paskin from a Mishnah, because sometimes it's a dissenting opinion and it made it to the Mishnah, but you have to know all the oral traditions. By Erevin, follow the text of the Mishnah. Shahamavui lachatzeros, a mavui's relationship to the courtyards, plural, kechotzer libatim, is like the relationship of a chotzer to the houses, plural. He says, I don't understand. How can you paskin one house, one courtyard, if you're the one who told us that the text of the Mishnah on this very topic is sacred? Stick to it. Lahalacha lemaisa. He says, so the Lashon is plural. Ishtik. Shmuel was quiet. He was thinking. He didn't have a response. Ask the Gemara, Kibla mine o lo kibla mine. Did he accept it or did he not accept it? Just because Shmuel's quiet at the moment doesn't mean that's the final word. Toshima, we try to bring a proof. Dahu mevoa, there was once a courtyard. Dahavadayur be evus bar ihi, that a person evus bar ihi lived there. Avud le lechaya, they made only a lechi, an upright. Veshore le Shmuel, and Shmuel said that's fine. Also Rav Anon, Rashi says Rav Anon is coming after Shmuel's passing. Shadye, and he knocked down the lechi to make it clear that a lechi alone is not going to do it. Omar, so they said to Rav Anon, excuse me, Mevoa de Dairana Bay, the Mavui that we were living in, Va'asina, and we were carrying Bishmei de Mar Shmuel in the name of Mar Shmuel, Nesi Rav Anon, Barav Neshad Jeman, and you're going to knock down that lechi. That lechi was there from Shmuel's opinion. It was okay, it was good. And you're coming and knocking it down. What's going on? Shema mina. So first of all, it seems, lo kibla mine, that Shmuel did not accept the question of Rabbi Lazar, who said, you yourself, according to your opinion, should require two of Batim and Chatzeros. And you see that Shmuel, upon his death, was still allowing a lechi on a certain mavui that Rav Anon objected to. And we're figuring that even though it's not explicitly stated, that we got it all worked out. We know exactly what happened. Shmuel was allowing because there was one person and he doesn't require more. And Rav Anon is looking at it and saying, what are you talking about? We require two. And we figure we got the story perfect. Answers the Gemara of amazing deflection. It could be that Shmuel accepted the objection to his shita, and they showed him that the text of the Mishnah indicates 2-2, and he in fact retracted. It could very well be. And over here, what was going on that he allowed just a lechi during his lifetime? Chazanahu, there was a chazan, a caretaker in the local shul that was in that same courtyard. Dava ochel na'ama beveisei, he used to eat in his house. Va'osi bayis beveikinishta, but he would sleep in the shul. I guess that was their method of security. A person would sleep in the shul or whatever. Ve'evus bar ihi savar, and the person who lived in that courtyard, who originally got the heter for the lechi, thought, makom pita garim, that the place where a person eats is his significant place. So since the chazan never ate in the courtyard, and Shmuel had allowed it, so he figured it makes no difference whether the chazan still sleeps there, or the chazan doesn't sleep there, because the chazan sleeping there never was a factor, because I thought it all followed where you eat. So this resident thought that Shmuel was still allowing a lechi in the case where there's only one person, because he didn't even occur to him that this chazan's residence was considered a residence in the shul. Ushmuel letamei, but you missed the point. Shmuel held the Amar Makam Lina Gorim, that the place where you sleep causes your residence. So during Shmuel's lifetime, he was allowing it because the chazan was still living there. He was sleeping there. And after the chazan stopped sleeping there, the local resident thought nothing changed because he didn't attach any significance to the sleeping anyway. But that's not true. Shmuel's logic was, he was accepting Rabbi Loza's objection from the text of the Mishnah, you need to too. But he held, you have it, because Shmuel's opinion was that the place you sleep is significant, and therefore, according to Shmuel, it was still working out. You had two people, two residents, two houses. What changed, presumably, was the chazan stopped sleeping there, or we codified that it's not the sleeping, but rather the eating, and therefore Rav Anan came along later and said, you don't have the requisites for a mavoi, and therefore he knocked it down. Yeshua Koach, have a great day.